Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS. I was at Google Cloud Next last week, and AWS helped me out by not releasing a whole lot of interesting things. I only have a small handful of announcements worth mentioning. So let's get after it, and you can get to your day. Amazon Route 53 adds support for 18 top-level domains. Your database has expanded its options for valid namespaces yet again. This episode's been sponsored by our friends at Panoptica, part of Cisco. This is one of those real rarities where it's a security product that you can get started with for free, but also scale to enterprise grade. Take a look. In fact, if you sign up for an enterprise account, they'll even throw you one of the limited, heavily discounted AWS Skill Builder licenses they got, because believe it or not, unlike so many companies out there, they do understand AWS. To learn more, please visit panoptica.app/lastweekinAWS. That's panoptica.app/lastweekinAWS. Announcing AWS Transfer Family Workshop for building secure file transfer solutions using SFTP. Perhaps I'm old, but setting up an FTP server was never the sort of thing that required a workshop when the world was young. Just how overcomplicated have they made the transfer family since I last looked at it anyway? New AWS monetization solution demonstrations at NAB Show 2024. Ah, the Amazonian shitbirds responsible for slapping ads on everything that even slightly holds still long enough have expanded beyond their last target of the AWS marketplace, which seriously has sponsored ads, which is ridiculous, and decided to evangelize this to other companies now as well. I'm increasingly of the mind that advertising is a corrosive force to big tech companies, as it invariably ruins what were previously not horrible experiences. Few things are better for your career and your company than achieving more expertise in the cloud. Security improves, compensation goes up, employee retention skyrockets. Panoptica, a cloud security platform from Cisco, has created an academy of free courses just for you. Head on over to academy.panoptica.app to get started. And finally, told you it was short, optimizing AWS backup costs. I hope for more from this article. Unfortunately, it's understand what things cost and along what dimensions, make sure you're backing up the stuff you need to back up, and ensure you're not keeping every backup forever because that gets really expensive. This is not particularly revelatory. And that's what happened last week in AWS. Now get to work. We have things to do this week.